Jury selection gets underway later this morning in what could be a three-week criminal trial for Waukesha Republican Scott Jensen. The former Assembly Speaker faces three felony charges of misconduct in office. Jensen is the only lawmaker charged in the Capitol corruption probe that did not leave office voluntarily. He's been re-elected twice since being charged and has played an active role in the legislature's budget writing panel this session. Jensen's case would also be different in that he is going to trial instead of negotiating a plea deal. Jay Heck of the government watchdog group Wisconsin Common Cause says it's a risk for Jensen, but it would be good for the public.
And it'd be good to air out all of the stuff that's happened, the activities in the Capitol over the last roughly 10 years that transformed Wisconsin from a good, clean state with honest, accountable government to really a political cesspool.
Jensen's lawyer has made the case all along that it's impossible to separate political considerations from the legislative process. He's introduced legal motions that insist fundraising was a long-standing duty of legislative leaders. But Heck says those arguments have not fared well. And during this trial, Jensen will have to answer to detailed charges that he hired state employees to campaign.
The charges are quite specific, and I think the thread, that common thread through all of them, will make it difficult for Jensen to beat it.
Dane County Circuit Judge Stephen Ebert says he plans to start opening statements in the trial as soon as he has a jury. That could be as soon as this afternoon. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.